Tiger Woods returned to the PGA Tour over the weekend after the longest layoff of his pro career, a break necessitated by knee surgery in early December. His game proved to be as good as old as he pulled away from the field to win the Buick Invitational in San Diego by 4 shots. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Aren't you supposed to be rusty after not competing for 3 months?
Well, he really was rusty. It took him a full 9 holes. To get control of his game. He was spraying his tee shots all over the place, and you would have thought he shot about 45 on the front nine on Thursday. Instead, he shot 35 on the front nine, and from there, he just took control and got better and better each day, and by Sunday, it was just another Tiger stroll to victory, which we've seen so many times.
While he's away, what makes news is Phil Mickelson commenting about golf equipment.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. In January, when Tiger's not playing, Mickelson made a comment in a magazine article that Tiger was, you know, better than anybody, even though he was playing with antiquated equipment. Now, that passes for big news in the golf world because the equipment companies are constantly battling one another to prove that their product is better. And Tiger and Phil, who aren't friends anyway, chatted about it before the tournament began in San Diego, and they'll continue to not be friends. It won't change their relationship at all. And of course, unfortunately for Phil, they were paired together on Sunday, and Tiger threw up a 68, and Phil threw up a 72, and the rest is history.
So whatever equipment Mickelson is playing with.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the equipment that matters is in the head and the arms and the legs, and with Tiger, particularly in the head with his brain, and his is the best one out there by far, and he keeps proving it over and over again.
Any challengers to Tiger Woods?
Well, Ernie Els, who did not play, was playing overseas in Australia this week, has already won 4 tournaments this year. He's played wonderfully in Tiger's absence, and he is now the number 2 player in the world. He's displaced Mickelson in that spot, but whether Ernie Els or anybody else can stand up to Tiger when it really matters, and the first time it really matters is at Augusta in April, is an entirely different question, and thus far, certainly based on what we saw this past weekend, there's no reason to believe that Tiger, now that he's playing on a healthy knee especially, is going to back down from anybody.
What about the new guys getting so much attention a year ago?
Well, they're all still getting attention because people are so desperate for someone to be a challenger to Tiger. And there are some good young players on the tour. Charles Howell in particular, the 23-year-old kid who won the NCAA title a couple of years ago, has potential. But having potential is a lot different than having the wherewithal to beat Tiger Woods. I think they're all still a year or two away, at least, from challenging him.
And perhaps a woman on the men's tour, at least one event.
Well, actually 2 events, because Susie Whaley, the club pro who qualified for Hartford, will play there in June. But the event that's going to receive all the attention will be in May at the Colonial, because Annika Sorenstam, who's the best woman player in the world and one of the best of all time, has asked for and received a sponsor exemption. And it could be great for women's golf if she could go out and play well, make the cut, and be competitive. My concern is if she doesn't play well, if all the attention gets to her, then it will look bad for the women's game. But if nothing else, it will certainly have people focused on women's golf for that 1 week.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.